All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Now, I'm going to play this clip. Well, actually, Mike's going to play the clip. I'm going to open up the phone lines now at 800-313-9443. At the end of this clip, which is about 15 minutes, we're going to listen to it in its entirety. Then, I'll take your calls. But I guess this is another phone call that Ammon Bundy made to Gavin Syme. And he's got a message for the American people in here. So for your pleasure and mine, and also with the empathy I have for Ammon Bundy being in his situation, let's pay close attention. Go ahead, Mike, run it.
Yeah, I would just like to talk to those listening about what is really happening to us in here and why this case is so important to all of us, including you, and who the enemy of freedom really is. And both here at the ranch and in Oregon, we were spreading a message, a principled message, that ultimately would destroy the craft of those usurping power. This message caught on like wildfire, and those in power referred to it as a spreading virus that had to be stopped. They were unable to intellectually challenge the message, and so they chose to use force. Instead of giving the people a choice, they raised the barrel of a gun. And as many of you know, on the way to a community meeting, we were ambushed on the side of the highway. Agents opened fire into our vehicle, wounding my brother Ryan and killing LaVoy Finicum, our dear friend, an Arizona rancher, one of the truest men this country has ever known. We were armed with laptops, overhead projectors, and a PA system. And we were looking forward to another great meeting with several hundred people who had invited us to Grant County.
This call is from an inmate facility.
The FBI tried to cover up their participation in shooting into the vehicle by hiding the shell casings they shot. And still to this day, no justice has been served in this matter. But we have been held in federal prison now for 458 days, waiting for trial. Our methods had to be stopped, they said, and to do that, they would use prison to isolate us. For many millenniums, truth has been suppressed by isolating those who are speaking it. Once isolated, the message and the messenger can be demonized without challenge. Once demonized, those in power can destroy without the people uprising. Isolate, demonize, and destroy. Political warfare. Skilled, intentional political warfare. Please understand that it is becoming progressively more and more difficult for me to get my message out to you or for us to get our message out to you. Just by talking to you now, I'm taking a risk. I am even restricted in communicating with my little family. However, you, through modern technology, are the reason that they have not been able to fully isolate us or demonize us. All of you out there so actively in spreading the message by reviving the principles in which this country was founded upon, the principles of freedom. And at the same time, you're preventing them from destroying us. So I thank you for this. I thank you for myself, and I thank you for my children and for my grandchildren. Now about this case, this horrible court case. This case will set a powerful precedent in the court. The outcome of this case will determine whether or not the American people have a legal right to self-preservation and self-defense against agents of their own government. Do you have a right to self-preservation and self-defense against those in government? Do you? Can you always rely on the government to do the right thing? What does history tell you? If we lose this case, you along with us will not be legally allowed to resist anybody in government in any way if they come to take your property. We will not even be able to protest against them without risk of being jailed and prosecuted. Our own government people are attempting to put any resistance at rest so they can do whatever they please without trouble from the people. If this case goes the way of the federal government, we will overturn almost 250 years of founding principle and will exhaust the remaining strength out of the First and the Second Amendment. All of you First Amendment activists, you Second Amendment advocates, you oath keepers, you statesmen, you Tenth Amendment defenders, you military members, or you militia members, you veterans, you fathers, you mothers, you clergymen, all of you that ever may stand in self-defense or self-preservation will do so with Cliven Bundy et al. Versus the United States government as the presiding case, the standard. If we win, it will remain legal to defend yourself, your livelihoods, your property, and your beliefs against agents of the federal government. If we lose, you will not legally have the right to stop government employees from taking your property, your livelihoods, your free exercise of conscience, or even your life. Much weighs on this case, more so than most in this country understand. But the government understands this. It does not matter if you are Buddhist, Muslim, Mormon, Catholic, Protestant, or any other religion, or no religion at all. It does not matter if you are independent, Democrat, Lutheran, or Republican, or no party at all. You should not trust any government who is seeking to make self-preservation and self-defense illegal. This case, including our long-term mistreatment here in prison, is designed to chill the American people into not standing up to government employees when they come to take what is not theirs to take. If you knew it would be illegal to stand against government officials, and if you knew it was right to do so, would you? When you think of our long-term mistreatment in these prisons, does that encourage you not to stand? Any government who sets out to put fear in the people they should be serving cannot be trusted. There is an enemy. They are real. They can't be identified. We can fight them, and we can win. I've heard it said that the first line of defense is communication, and the second is understanding who your enemy is. How can anyone prevail in battle if they cannot or will not identify the enemy? How can they even know how to act?
This call is from an inmate facility.
So if you will bear with me for a little longer, and if you will not reject my words, I will tell you who the enemy of freedom is, who the robbers of liberty are. However, I must warn you that it may not set well with many of you. The enemy of liberty is the government employee, the government official, the bureaucrats, those that work for the government, not the elected representatives per se, but government agents, the employees of government agencies. Chances are some of you willfully listening right now are an enemy to freedom. But Ammon, you say, not us. We love freedom. Yes, but you and those you're working with are destroying it. But we are good people and we love this country. Yes, but you are hurting all those who live in it. But Ammon, we help people. Yes, but at a cost that is too great. But I work hard for my paycheck. Yes, but every paycheck you receive, it took 3 private paychecks to pay for it. Well, you're being radical, Ammon, you might say. You're not making sense. We have to have order. Someone has to be in control. People cannot do it on their own. Someone has to protect you to keep you safe. We have to keep things organized. See? There you go again, destroying freedom. I wish there was an easy way to say it. I wish. I wish none of my friends were working against liberty. The truth is truth, fact is fact, and we get nowhere denying reality. To be nice, I could pretend that their employment does not damage freedom. But then would I be an enemy too? The more bureaucrats, government employees there are, the more regulations are imposed upon the people. The more bureaucrats, government officials there are, the greater the burden is on the private citizen, the producer. An honest man is one who knows that he cannot consume more than he produces. The good businessman knows that he cannot employ more than he sells. And a wise administrator knows that too many restrictions inhibits production. But Ammon, you say, what would you have me do? Just quit my job? No, no. If you quit now, chances are someone worse would just take your spot. Stay where you are. Try to relieve the private citizens that you regulate. Relieve them the best you can. Prepare yourself to enter the private sector so you can start producing. Maybe even start a business of your own. But whatever you do, do not forget, never forget, that as a bureaucrat, you are an enemy to freedom, a robber of liberty. You restrict and regulate. You do not produce. You take. You do not give. I do not speak these things to revile you or out of spite or bitterness in any way. I speak only of your burdens upon the people as a fact. It may be some consolation to you to know that it appears to me that the higher one is on the bureaucratic hierarchy, the greater the enemy of freedom they are. And not all agencies are equal in destruction. I believe it was George Washington that compared government to a fire. When small and in control, it is a useful servant. But when large and out of control, it is a terrible master. Something to that effect. A very small government is a necessary evil. Beyond that, government is a destroyer of happiness. Let me double line and sum things up. In this case, Clive and Bundy et al. Versus the United States government will change this country. It will either strengthen the right of the people to defend themselves in preservation of life, or it will allow government officials to plunder the people without restraint. The enemy of our freedom is government employees. No one else is robbing us of our liberty. It is them only. They are receiving pay to restrict you in using and enjoying your inherent rights. There is much that must be done, much that can be done, and all be listening are needed, including and maybe even especially those bureaucrats who love freedom more than they love gain and power. I wish to talk to you more in detail about things that must be done, actions that we can take to make us more free. But I will have to do it at a later time, maybe a few days or a week or so. But I thank you. Thank you for all you do, all your concerns, your prayers, and your support. And I hope you will consider my words. I have to go now.
Thank you, Ammon.
Okay, guys. Okay. There you have it. Now, I want you to visualize for a moment, folks. And by the way, the phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. This courageous man was speaking to all of us on his knees, because that's the only way he can access through the little slit in the door of that telephone to be able to send that message to you. Very courageous man, been in the prison now for 400 and some odd days, awaiting trial. Being demonized, being harassed, having psychological thoughts put in his mind that have to torment him at night. Guards telling him that his wife is sleeping with a neighbor. Just thoughts like that, that you have to be very strong psychological to even endure that for the amount of time. So I know you all out there realize that these gentlemen, these very courageous gentlemen, are doing that for us. They understand and realize the importance of this case. We all know out there in the listening audience, most of us, not maybe the new listeners, but most of us know that they did nothing wrong but try to stand up for themselves, okay? The federal government was the aggressor, not them. And so they are standing up for us and trying to maintain for us our rightful freedoms. Because as Ammon said, if they lose, we all lose, folks. Again, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. You know, it reminds me, up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, when John and I went up there, but also with the likes of Randy Weaver, who did nothing but want to isolate himself, get off the beaten path, and he was set up by the feds and ultimately wound up losing his wife's life to a bullet in the head from a fed just for wanting to be left alone. These are the kind of things that none of us, you know, on a daily basis see, but once in a while, not often, once in a while, one of us has to stand up to the plate and say, no, enough is enough. Now, I heard John Stadmiller's show today, and I heard him talking a little bit about the police that, you know, raided the wrong house with the SWAT gear and, you know, all these. They came in, raided the wrong house. They caused the gentleman's mother to have a panic attack. They beat this guy. I can't remember his name, Orleando or whatever. This is what we're looking at here. Okay, so it kind of ties in with the report on TWA Flight 800 because, again, we see a cover-up. And this entire trial that's going on in Las Vegas is nothing more than a well-conceived cover-up by the feds. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth, Texas. Ken, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
800, why?
What's that?
Well, why, who was on board or what was on board if they had to shoot that down?
Well, I went into and looked at the passenger manifest, and I'm going to go review it again. Because that's the first thought that came into my mind, Ken, and I reviewed it real quick. There was 200 people on board. One of those people, it's possible that he had something to do, you know, covertly with the government. I'm going to go back in and look at it again. I find it difficult to believe that they would shoot that airplane down just to get rid of one guy. So I can't really answer the question at this point. But
what's the general's name that made the video about it?
The general?
No.
I don't know.
He said it was shot down with a continuous rod, like a hula hoops made out of rebar.
I didn't hear anything about that. But
I watched the video. You can find it. I can't think of the guy's name. Maybe somebody else can chime in with, with Parton, General
okay.
Parton.
It was shot down with some kind of a hula hoop rod. I don't know what
it was. Yeah, he called it a continuous rod.
Okay.
Like they fire hula hoops made out of a rebar. I can understand why, instead of a small projectile, it's big, and it would cover a bigger area. Anyway, it's super on future plan.
Yeah, I am. I'm not through with it yet. So, anyway, anything else you want to add before I go to the next caller? Okay. All right, thanks, Ken. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Richard, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been listening to...
Hold on a second. We're going to a break. Sorry about that. Hang in there. I'll pick you up right on the other side of the break, Richard. Okay? Be right back.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, second up will be Farmer in Arizona, but first let's go to Richard, back to Richard in Alabama. Okay, go ahead, Richard. You got the floor.
Okay, now, we were talking to a guy who's in a lot of courthouse trouble.
Yes.
And it's my opinion that we don't have a judicial branch of government. Instead, we have a judicial system, and the bar created the system. The bar created its own private administrative system for settlements arising out of the offending of contract law. Contract law gets its jurisdiction from International Vice Admiralty, law of contracts.
And let me interject here. After reading the Act of 1871, I have to agree with you, Richard. So it's an administrative court, an admiralty court. And you're right, it is a system. Go ahead.
It's not part of our government. It's private. And the bar promulgates this contract. They call it the Rules of Court Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
They promulgate it. That means they just made it up. Okay. And all these rules are ultra-virus, meaning they're not law at all. But they do simulate the rules of this combination of statutory venues. And the statutory venues, in theory, were part of the judicial branch of a republican form of government. But there is no judicial branch. There is just a system created by the bar and it simulates the statutory venues. That's why they call it the combined venue. And all of the bar's judges are administrative judges of international vice admiralty contract law. They're not American judges. And while the bar's judges are enforcing its rules, its self-written rules, these judges are impersonating these your judges of the statutory venues of the system that we designed, that our Constitution designed. They're only impersonating those judges.
Would you agree with me, Richard, that this system was hijacked in 1871?
Well, it seems to have happened sort of gradually. The South was under martial law, and we had all of these military officers running courts, and they announced that they were going to do away with the martial law and give us back our own court system. But when they gave us back our court system, they also gave us the Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, of course, the Bar Association was in the beginning only for equity, only for contract law and equity. But then Roosevelt combined the venues, and when he combined the venues, what he actually did was eliminate the venue of law and replace it all with equity.
No, that makes total sense. Okay, well, listen, thank you for the call. I got to run. I got another call on the line here. But, Richard, I agree with you. I've been doing some research on the Act of 1871 and also House Joint Resolution 192 in 1933, so I can't disagree with what you're saying. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Farmer in Arizona. Farmer, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's so good to hear you back on the air again.
Well, thank you. What part of Arizona are you in, Farmer?
I'm in southeast Arizona. Actually, I've talked to you before.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
we had a little chemtrail program going on at that time. And, I really missed you since you've been gone and happy to have you back.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Did you have a point you wanted to make or something on your mind, Farmer?
Well, you know, the last caller was talking about, all of this different rules and regulations and codes and all of that, and basically he's correct, you know, in his summations, but, you know, because we have no remedies unless you are a party to the system,
mm-hmm.
which...
Unless you're Hillary Clinton, then you got a remedy. Comey sweeping everything under the rug. Go ahead.
And that's true, you know, but I'm just a simple guy that's living off the land out here, and I don't want to have any part of that system, you know.
Okay, tell you what, Farmer, I got to go to the bottom of the hour break. Did you want to hold over?
Sure.
Okay, I'll hold you over, and Joel in Wisconsin, don't go away. I'm coming. You're right next after Farmer, so we'll be back in three. Stick around, more to come, folks.
Somebody's helping bring myself to do what it is you think I
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Joel, you'll be up second right after Farmer. Let's go back to Farmer. Okay, what else you got, Farmer?
I just wanted to call in and see if I could get your contact info, because I'd like to send you some information if that's possible.
Absolutely. Before you hang up, here, let me do this. Let me type in my email address to my board operator, and I'll have him give it to you, okay?
Okay.
Before you hang up the phone, all right?
Sure.
I just did it. So when I let you go, just go ahead and talk to Mike, the board operator, and he'll give you the email information, okay?
Awesome. Yeah, I'll do that. And it's nice to talk with you, Michael.
Farmer, are you there?
Yes.
I guess we lost
him. Hello?
Okay. All right, let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Down.
pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand.
Okay, we're back. We have some audio problems here, folks. Sorry about that. But we've got Joel in Wisconsin. I'm on the phone right now as opposed to on Skype. So go ahead, Joel.
It's another good show, Michael.
Well, thank you. And, I appreciate that. Go ahead.
I don't even like giving out compliments, but...
come on, Joel. Go ahead.
Okay, those 736 witnesses that saw... They said a missile go up and hit the plane. The one thing that those people had in common were they all signed affidavits. They wrote their testimony down, and they signed affidavits. Now, that's something. That's taken it a step further, yet they're ignored. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to point that out, that witnesses in that particular case don't mean crap. Now, in other cases, if they can be used for the government story, then they mean something. But when they're against the government story, then they're ignored.
Right, and the one witness, the Mike Wire guy, he had given his testimony to the FBI, and then the FBI and the CIA teamed up, and the CIA changed his story to make it fit their narrative. But as far as the rest of the 735 people, and by the way, even Mike Wire never talked to the NTSB. And all of those people, and it's a good point that you made. I didn't bring that up when I was reporting on it tonight, but it's a good point that you brought up, that all of those people signed an affidavit, that they indeed saw what they saw, and they were totally ignored, and the NTSB didn't interview not even one of those witnesses. They were taking third and fourth party information from an FBI director, which sounds familiar, that got it from another FBI agent that was referring to notes from another FBI agent, so it was like third or fourth party down. And anything they didn't like, there was six witnesses that came out in the New York Post, I believe, article, and they posted a full page ad, which was very expensive to do. And the NTSB, the head of the NTSB investigation, discredited all six of those witnesses in hearings. So yes, there indeed was a cover up. Why and who did it and why they covered it up is still anybody's guess. To this day, nobody knows for sure. Have you got any information about that?
Absolutely not. And this is that you bring up my second point. If we can, people like you and I and the rest who stick to, if we just stick to what we can prove, which is their story is impossible and they're lying. If we can stick to that, which can be proven, we're on track. As soon as we start going into who did it and why it happened, we step in outside of being smart and we step into speculation, which could go on forever and ever. And then different people will think it happened for different reasons. Then they'll start arguing with each other and get emotional about it. But that's going in the wrong direction. That is actually wasting time away from proving that what they said happened, did not happen, could not happen. That is what is provable. And we can catch them in their own lies. You take their story and take it apart and prove that they're lying. It's like 911.
I was just going to bring that up, but it goes much farther than that. I mean, we've never gotten a new investigation on 9/11. We're not going to get a new investigation on Flight 800. We're never going to get another investigation on the Oklahoma City bombing or Waco. And I can go on and on and on and on and on. Because,
yes,
they... John brought up a good point on his program today about David Koresh. I don't know whether you listened to his program, but they could have picked David Koresh up anytime they wanted to, because he would go out, and go into town, go into Waco, go to the grocery store, go, work out, go take a walk or whatever, and they knew it. So they could have picked him up anytime they wanted, but they didn't. instead, they waited. They had a standoff at Waco, and then Janet Reno ordered, you know, them all to be just basically slaughtered. You know, of course, and then the government swings it around and makes it look like, you know, they were in the right, which is what's happening right now in the Bundy case. And, you know, and my heart goes out to the guy because I know. Go ahead.
Like Waco, the government, the FBI and ATF, they send the media 2 miles away. Now the media is the only organization that's covered in our Constitution. With they have the right to be there. Their job, their real job, is to be a watchdog on the government. So then the government tells them to go 2 miles away and then feeds them the information that they release. Now that is, that's going against the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Then the only information you get is coming from the FBI and the ATF, which are the perpetrators in the first place. I mean, it's so insane. And people just accept it. The FBI didn't get any cleaner since then. I mean, we could bring up the Randy Weaver case or any of that crap.
Go ahead.
I think it was Jerry Spence who was the attorney for Randy Weaver. They had Randy Weaver trial, and he never even called a witness. He just took let the FBI and the federal marshals and the ATF testify, and he tore apart their testimony. He cross-examined them and caught them lying so many times that he won the case, and he never even called a witness. He never brought up what was going on or why. He just tore apart their story. And he won the case by just tearing their story apart. And that's all we really have to do. I mean, I'm not saying we're going to get anywhere, but if we stick to that, use their story as the evidence and tear it apart and show that they're lying, what more do you have to do? Show that they're lying. And they do it over and over. Same with 911.
Oh, I know. As I said, they're doing it right now with Ammon Bundy, and they ambushed Lavoie Finicum, okay, killed him. I guess Ammon was in the car, wasn't he? I mean, that's what I caught from the broadcast. I wasn't clear about that. Was Ammon in the car when Lavoie Finicum got out and was killed?
Yes, that's the story we get. But I don't know. I wasn't there. The story was he was in there, and the female was in there, and his brother was in there, and the driver is the one that got shot.
Yeah, and it was Ryan that got shot in the shoulder, I believe, or the arm or something. But at any rate, yes, it's over and over and over again. It's a complete, their playbook, they just continually repeat it over and over and over again. And I'm very familiar with Randy Weaver's case, as you may or may not know. I drove up to Plainfield, New Hampshire with Randy in the passenger seat, and I got the story from Randy firsthand. And it was just an absolute tragic story, but it's... You know, I'll never forget that as long as I live, what happened in that situation. And, you know, Randy, all he was trying to do is just, you know, live his life and not be around these people. And they set him up.
They set him up. Yeah. And you mentioned that they shot his wife. You forgot to mention they shot his son.
Oh, no, no. No, I mentioned that they shot his wife and they killed his wife. Jerry Spence.
And his son. You forgot to mention his son.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah.
But, you know, at any rate, you know, this, you know, it happens over and over again, and the government always tries to turn it around and make it look like they're the good guy, you know, when in fact, as Ammon said tonight, they're the bad guy. Go ahead.
And you know what the sad part is? It's going to happen again, and the people are going to believe them again. It's going to happen again because if you get too close to, like, on certain things, they'll create another incident. And they will be the ones that do it, and they'll be the ones that report on it, and they'll be the ones that cover it up, and it works every time. It happens, you know, 911 was a biggie. I mean, those buildings couldn't come down the way they said. And, you know, four Boeings crashed and they all disintegrated? What's it going to take to get a Boeing to disintegrate and have nothing left?
Well, as a pilot, and I've said this on the air before, those airplanes, and I've owned a couple of them, are made out of aluminum. they would have just smashed like a Pepsi can right into the side of that building. By the way, I want to mention to my board operator, first of all, Mike, do I have any other callers on the line? I can't see. Okay, Mike's not answering me. But also, pardon me, Mike, do I have any other callers on the line? Okay, I'm going to have to let you go here. I got another caller on the line. But I wanted to mention that for some reason, my Skype, it says Skype is currently unavailable. So my Skype has gone down. I can't access it for some reason. But anyway, okay, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I appreciate your input, partner. All right, let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Thank you. Hello?
This is Red, Colorado, of the famous team that really we're getting a household name, Bubba Scout Reb. They're the first team.
Reb.
Yeah, Reb in Colorado, but it's Bubba Scout Reb.
Okay. All right, what's on your mind, Reb?
We're the first team to get around the Justice Department in the history of the world. We did it on our own. We got three commendations from President Bush, 43. We're on the side of America's law to put down the revolt in America by military force. And we're in Lakewood, Jefferson County, Colorado, where this incident took place with the terror cells and the enemy we call Muji Haji Guinea, government intruder, no intelligence, who wear a costume that make you think they're outside the law. They're not. They're the Justice Department's flunkies of the United Nations proxies to put down America. And they're doing a great job of destroying America from within. So we got the total evidence through the United States Defense Intelligence Agency and the Judge Advocate General to the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and we give out the number that they're not acting. It's worse than just obstruction of justice. It's obstruction of prosecution now. And we heard behind the scenes, international foreign labor unions are interfering with the United States America's armed forces. You're not surprised to hear that, probably, because of the United Nations control of America, but we're going to do something about it. We're the United States America population, and we're the real Second Amendment. We believe you can own any shooting iron you want, but we're the real Second Amendment. We represent those guns that are in the hands of now United States Northern Command, Army North, their jurisdiction on this continent to put down this revolution in Soviet Colorado. We know the whole plan. And we're going to shut it down. So we got it to the top.
Well,
it's a complaint. And it's all over the Internet. Bubba Scout Rep, 13 letters. It's a call sign for the United States of America. We're not just guessing. We're total experts on materials for war. That's who they picked on. They picked the wrong team. People at General Dynamics know us. Lockheed Martin.
Okay, well, listen, Reb, I wish you the best, okay?
Hey, and no, call 703-697-9121. Don't wish us the best. Make us do our obligation. We'll settle this once and for all. You ain't going to have to tell us some sob stories about patriots
okay.
And being...
I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go, Reb, because
3, 6,
every
9,
time you call in here, you're on the same
Everybody,
thing. Okay, Mike, let him go. Let him go, Mike. Let him go. Let him go. Okay, sorry about that, folks. You know, I apologize, but it seems that every time he calls in, he's on the same topic of the same topic, and it seems to me like, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, he's wanting a war. I don't want a war, okay? I mean, you know, I believe... What's that? Oh, there's another call? All right, let's take another call.
Hey, hi. You know,
Hi,
they have Pat, Texas.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
Pat in
Hello?
Texas.
Oh, Pat
Hello?
In Texas. Oh, hi, Pat. Go ahead.
Hi. You know, they have a memorial down at Waco every year, a dinner or something, a service. And
uh-huh.
A. Paul used to take his bell down there, and he'd toll the bell for every name that was killed and told. Anyway, a guy told me down there, I won't say who lived down there, that there was a hangar full of white jets down the road from there. And the day from 911, they were all gone. Wouldn't that be strange?
There was a hangar full of white jets.
Right.
In Waco.
Down the road from the church. Alex Jones helped them build on there, you know, to replace what they had.
Right.
It was the same property. It was right there in the same place as...
Okay, that's the first I've heard about that. You're describing...
Well, I never heard it either.
Usually it's... What's that?
I never had heard that before either when he told me, but I remembered it, and I thought I heard somebody say the jets that supposedly hit the trade towers were white.
Well, there's a lot of speculation on that, whether planes hit, whether they didn't hit, whether it was hologram, you know, but usually if it's a white jet, it's a CIA jet. So I don't know why they would be down there. You know, I really don't have any idea, but it wouldn't surprise me. You know, anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well, I don't believe that, I mean, I don't know about a lot of things, but I don't believe that the guy they killed for doing the, I guess I can't talk tonight.
David Koresh, you're talking about?
No. At Oklahoma City, because
Timothy McVeigh.
I think it was a terrorist. Yeah, Timothy McVeigh. I don't think he did it. But what is he going to say?
The evidence looks as if he didn't. And not only that, but it looks like, from at least the investigation I've done, which was years ago, he was a government operative. And I might do a show on that at some point in time.
Supposedly had a chip in him.
I'll tell you this much. The damage wasn't done with a fertilizer truck. I think we got to go to a break. Am I right, Mike?
Right. I remember very well.
What's that, Pat?
I remember very well watching it live, and all of a sudden they said, everybody out of the building, they're running in every direction. We found more bombs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it wasn't a fertilizer truck that blew it up. Yeah, I know. But, you know, and so it goes on and on.
Something happened here in Fort Worth, I think it was. this lady picked up some Arabic talk, as English, on her baby monitor. And she turned it over to the FBI, and she never heard of it again. But it was a couple of guys, and they were talking about going to Waco because something big, I mean, going to Oklahoma City, something big was coming down. And supposedly somebody saw a brown truck, and I thought that was the one that might have been on the baby monitor. And, of course, there's always the guy, the leg they found that had on an Army-like uniform. They never found a body with it, remember?
That's vaguely, yeah.
Supposedly blew up. Yeah,
I'm actually having a little bit of difficulty hearing you because I had to get off my Skype just crashed for some reason, and I'm on cell phone, and it's breaking up a little bit. But okay, well, thank you for the call. I'll let you go. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you,
Mike. Do I have any other callers on the line, Mike? Okay, we're clear. So we've got 4 or 5 minutes left. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's interesting. I don't know whether we, you know, took the right trigger or what happened here. But all of a sudden, you know, everything on my end has just gone dead, including my Skype. So first it was my headset that went dead, and then it was my Skype that went dead. So, you know, I don't know. But at any rate, you know, we've seen this time and time again, and it just goes on and on and on. And the frustration involved in this is that the vast majority of the American people are unaware of this. Some of them willfully ignorant. Others because they want to believe of the benevolence of their government, and they want to believe the mainstream media, even though most people are getting very disheartened with what they're seeing on mainstream media, and they know in their gut that there's something wrong, but they just can't identify it. They can't put a finger on it. And so it goes. And so this is why, folks, it's important that you tell your friends, neighbors, whatever, to tune in. Because, you know, I'm going to do a report. Actually, RBN is changing some things around, and we're going to try something new here the first of the month. We are in a situation where a lot of the alternative or new media networks have shut down because there's no funding coming in. The the advertisers are not spending the money. When they do spend the money, they'll only they'll only opt on for 30 days, and the money that's coming in, the revenue, is not enough to fund the networks. And this is why a lot of these networks are closing down. And so I'm going to, along with the other hosts on this network, we're going to start a program here. I believe it's the first of the month, and we're going to see if we can get John a little breathing room here, because John is always basically robbing Peter to pay Paul. And if you can imagine for a moment that you own a network and the advertising revenue that's coming in there is not enough to support what needs to be done, along with the employees and the electric bill and the phones and satellites and all of that good stuff. So we need to chip in, folks. There's no other way to say this. I'm going to chip in. I want you guys to chip in. And what I find fascinating about this is that I've done this before. I have got on the air, which many of you I'm sure know, and I have ultimately raised money for the network. And it always seems to be a small percentage of the RVN listeners that, you know, dig into their pockets. The majority of the listeners, they take the information, but they don't give anything back. And the sad thing is that if it continues to go like this, with the economy getting as bad as it is and the advertisers not pulling, or we're not pulling the revenue from the advertisers, RBN may not be here. And so I want you to think about that over the weekend, because this is really the voice of the awakened American community. And these alternative networks are falling like flies. Alex is in trouble. We all know that. They are making an example out of him, and it's possible that there's another lawsuit or two behind the scenes with Alex. He may not be there. So RBN, it may wind up being the last man standing, but it's not going to happen unless we have your help. So I want you to think about that, folks, over the weekend. How much value is the information that you're getting out of RBN? How much does it mean to you? How much is it worth to you? I know what it's worth to me, and I'm the guy putting it out. I'm already putting in a significant amount of time, along with the other great hosts on this network, to make this information happen for you. So, again, I want you to think about that over the weekend, and then I'll get into it a little bit more later, starting Monday night. But it's very important, both for the continued information that we put out, and also for the continued performance of the network. So, that said, good night. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry about the audio problems, but I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. Have a good night, folks. Bye for now. A price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.